And
we are back.
Okay, guys, before we properly start this podcast, I'd all like us to have a moment of silence, please. And wherever you are, please respect the silence. We're going to take a moment of silence and pray for Tyrese.
Oh my God.
Pray for Tyrese and pray for his career, his mental health, his life, his everything. Just take a moment and just think about Tyrese. Because Amen. This is not normal.
Amen.
This is not normal.
Amen.
People don't do this.
Tyrese has lost his mind.
Like, Tyrese has actually been taken by the devil. His spirit has been captured.
I actually read somewhere. Someone wrote that. Someone was like, Tyrese has sold his soul.
That's not Tyrese. Tyrese is dead. So we need to pray for our brother.
Hallelujah.
In the spirit. Ooh. And in the Lord.
I feel it.
Woo! This one, I don't know if there's a coming back from this one, honestly, really and truly.
Hey! Guys.
My guy is gone.
Tyrese has lost his mind.
You guys, we've literally watched Tyrese just lose the plot. We have watched him lose the plot in the space of 2 weeks or 3 weeks now.
Yeah.
There is something wrong with him. And the thing is, like, in the beginning, it was really funny.
It was funny in the beginning because he was fighting a one-sided battle. Like,
he
just kept throwing shots at the Rock, and the Rock was just
not having
ignoring
it.
So that was really funny, right?
And the thing is, every time Oilala now sends me all this stuff, like, the only thing I can be like is like, is he all right? Like, Oilala, like, are you sure his mental health is okay? Like, I can't even laugh anymore.
Yeah, no, he's crazy. I don't even know where to start. Should we start with the crying video on Instagram?
I mean, yeah, we'll jump into Tyrese in a second, but yes, welcome guys, welcome to the podcast.
Oh yeah, welcome guys, welcome to the Chatterbox podcast. Yeah,
I just decided that I'm not going to sing today because we have serious matters at hand.
Like, here. On a serious note, guys, pray for Tyrese.
Honestly, you know, please, yeah, we've got to rescue him and save him. So, how have you been?
I have been so good.
Wow,
like. So good.
See, yeah, there are two reasons for that. So good. First reason could be you've been dick down. Woo! You know that's. I am so good.
You need Jesus.
That's that.
Ooh, girl. You need Jesus.
Give me some of that. Give me some of that.
Bye.
Or you found Jesus.
I found Jesus.
Here we go.
So I'm currently on this course called the Alpha Program. They're not paying me to say this, by the way. Yeah, but I'm doing Alpha. And Wanda and I did Alpha last year.
Yeah, we did.
And it was really good. And they have this thing called, Alpha is like, it's like this course where it's like exploring Christianity like learning more about God,
asking the questions you've always wanted to ask.
Like, it's not just for new Christians or people who are not Christians at all. It's literally for everyone.
Yeah.
So we went last year. It was really good. We had a pretty awesome group.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't get to go for a weekend away. They have this thing called the weekend away, and you just go away for a weekend. But we didn't get to go. And I was determined to come back because there was this guy on our group. I tell you, he was the most.
Shout out Charlie, wherever you are. Shout out Charlie, man.
He was the most annoying guy.
Yeah.
Right?
D.
And he went on the weekend away and came back a changed man. Like,
honestly, guys.
The transformation was insane. And I was like, I want whatever that is.
Yeah.
You know? So I was determined to come back this year and go for the weekend away. I went for the weekend away. Like, my heart was open to anything. Yeah. I really didn't know what to expect because it's like you're going away with a bunch of people who are like Christians or maybe not Christians. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I really didn't know what to expect.
Mm.
But honestly, it was the most amazing experience. I don't even know how to explain it, but it was honestly one of the most amazing experiences of my life.
Yeah.
And, like, I would encourage anyone who is thinking about it.
The program is what, 10 weeks?
I think it's 11 weeks.
11 weeks. The winter alpha is probably the better
the
one.
The best, yeah.
It's just something about being winter and then being in that church, like all cozy and warm.
Yeah.
And then you're listening to this sermon. But yeah, I would advise you guys to do it if, you know, you have questions or you just want to explore Christianity from a different point of view, I guess.
It's good because, so the church I go to, HTB.
Shout out to HTB.
It's a really relaxed church. It doesn't feel like the reason why some people shy away from like church and things like that is because it feels like organized religion.
Mm.
It's so relaxed. It's when you go there, you kind of feel like Jesus is here, like God is here. Mm. Like I don't know how to explain it, but it's just it's not somewhere where you feel like you're going to be pressured to do anything or like there's it's a no judgment zone, you know, and like you can go to Alpha and you can ask the stupid questions that you think no one is like gonna, everyone's gonna look at you like you're crazy. Like ask it. Like people in your group are most likely thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
And obviously Alpha is done like all over the world. So like wherever you are, I'm sure that there's a church. There's an Alpha there.
They do Alpha at work as well, don't they?
Yeah. Like it's really every, like you don't have to go to HTB, but obviously I go to HTB and HTB started Alpha. But
I think like for a lot of people who have never really explored Christianity, like their faith themselves, it's always been through like, oh, my parents are forcing me to go here, or my parents have forced me to go to church. And like, yes, I believe in God, but you don't have that close relationship. That would be a good start, I think, to just develop that and get to know God, get to know Jesus, all that kind of stuff. So that's a good place to start. That's my advice.
Yeah. It's honestly, it's an amazing experience. And it's like, you also don't have to speak if you don't want to. Like you can be in in your small group and not say a thing and no one is going to pressure you.
Yeah.
And it's amazing because you actually make friends. You start talking to people who you have things in common with.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like on the weekend, the way I bonded with more people, like some people, not everyone in my group came, but like I bonded with some people in my group. I made new friends because like we merged with another group.
Yeah,
I met a girl that has the same like first name. Well, her name is Oyin Kosola, but then she was calling herself Oyin.
Okay, Oyin.
She was like, "Oh, my name is Oyin," and I obviously told her my name was Lola.
Yeah.
So
what?
She said, "Oh, I'm Oyin." I was like, and then she said she's working in marketing. I was like,
so
But yeah, and the food was great. They fed us, you know, I was really full.
Wow.
And I know it sounds crazy, but there was a party on the Saturday night.
Can you imagine? You're partying in church.
And it was lit, so.
But it was lit. Anyway.
So. And another point.
What?
People have found their husbands on Alpha.
People find their husbands on HTB, to be honest.
Bruh, everyone at HTB is married.
Yeah.
Like, everyone will come and speak and they'll be like, I'm married to Kenny. I'm like, really?
Have you met my husband?
You too.
Have you met my husband?
You,
have you
like,
met my wife? Do you remember the guy, our leader, that his girlfriend
was leading the other group?
Yeah.
Shout
out to Chim as well.
I saw Chim on the bus the other day. I'm not going
to
spill her tea on this podcast. Shout out to Chim.
She was great.
Yeah, she was great. Chim and James. But yeah, people have found their husbands. So if you're looking for a husband, you know, Alpha will be here.
You are the only one looking for your husband.
Can you relax?
You are the only one looking for your husband.
Why? I'm sensing a lot of negativity.
Have our followers said they're looking for husband?
I'm sensing a lot of negativity from that side of the room.
Can we just say every week, Oilala must drop this. Husband, boyfriend, something.
I did not say I was looking for.
Hey, she's not looking for husband.
I said that it's possible. Toby Flint. Oh,
sorry.
The person who runs Alpha said he met his wife on Alpha. A lot of people have met that. I did not meet my significant other. Well, it's not over yet, so we don't know.
We don't know. Yeah, but you're going to just go and find some wise boys there.
Can you? There's actually actually a lot of black guys this year. Like,
really?
It's actually insane.
Oh, there are a lot. I should have gone.
You should have.
Such a waste.
You really are.
Anyway.
But yeah, have you been?
I've been sick. I'm not sick. Like, as in, like, sick. Like, ooh.
I'm sick.
Yeah, she is sick. She's becoming sick, but she's not going to be sick in Jesus' name.
I'm healed in Jesus' name.
I've been really good. I went home. I love going home. It just gives me time to just relax and just like Your dad was in town, wasn't he?
No, he wasn't.
Yeah, he was.
He was
like
not.
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago when we recorded the podcast.
We didn't.
My dad was in town when we recorded the podcast.
We didn't.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm very sure.
Yeah, my dad was not here last week, Sha. He was here the week before that.
Yeah, and we did not record the podcast then.
Oh, mad. Anyway, so yeah, my dad was in town. Okay, last time my dad came around and everything.
She said no, he wasn't.
Which was really nice, you know. Got to get some peas from Papa.
Oh, my God.
Shout out to Papa. Anyway, so yeah. It was just really nice to go home, relax. Went to the Timofey's match, basketball match.
Oh, I saw that.
Let me tell you, man, I'm going to be such a sports mom when I grow up. I promise you, I am going to be at every game. Okay, as much as my work will allow me. But I will be at most games. I will be there shouting the loudest. I'm going to be giving all of those little boys and girls pep talks from the side. Like, I just love that kind of stuff.
To be honest, I can actually see you doing that.
Because I get so into things. And it's like, if my child is not winning, like, I'll be like, why are we even playing for this team? Like, what's going on? Yeah, anyway, that's just extreme. But yeah, like, I just love that. And I could see myself really enjoying that aspect of life. Anyway, you can tell I'm really excited, guys. I don't even understand why. But yeah, besides that.
Do you know what just dawned on me today?
What?
I haven't been to your house in ages.
Which house? Which house, Christiana? We got three homes.
Three core.
Three.
Stop by.
Yeah. I haven't been to my house in ages.
Like, the last time I was there was in August. No.
Y'all niggas decided to move to the other side of the world.
Relax,
be.
Please. We moved 12 minutes away.
12 minutes. May as well be an hour.
No, I haven't been to your house since July.
Wow, and that's a problem, actually, guys.
Yeah, because we used to see each other every week.
Yeah, but this Christmas we'll probably see each other all the time.
All the time.
Please tell me you bought your tickets.
Not yet.
Trash. You are actually trash.
Wait, can you calm down,
guys? We don't almost buy the tickets.
I will buy it.
Okay, I'm just saying.
I will buy it.
I'm reminding you today.
Wait, okay. When is by the next time? I don't want to put any deadlines on this.
Oh my God. Please just get her to buy
the ticket.
Okay,
by the next time we record this podcast, I would have bought the
ticket. Oh, you set a date to buy the ticket?
Yeah.
What?
I have a date that I'm going to buy the ticket.
Okay. I just need to say this before we start the podcast.
Why are you screaming?
I don't know why I'm screaming, because I just felt really passionate. Okay. Krispy Kreme.
Okay.
We're going to give our free donuts.
Okay.
Free glazed dozen donuts today.
Okay.
They were going to give out 36,000.
It wasn't they were going
to. They were going to give me a free glazed dozen donuts.
And
your girl was there. Your girl was on that app 20, 15, 10, okay. 5 minutes before. Okay. Tell me why I did not eat glazed donuts. Tell me why. Uber Eats, Krispy Kreme. Excuse me. Tell me why. I'm angry. Glazed donuts. I was dreaming about them. I said, I'm going to eat them. They were like, oh, if you get them, you should. I said, I'm not sharing with anyone. I'm trying to have 12 glazed donuts and I'm trying to take them back home. And I didn't get any. Screw you guys. Screw everything that you guys are about. Krispy Kreme. I was refreshing that app. You know, Krispy Kreme disappeared from my app. Why can I not find Krispy Kreme on my app anymore? Like, I'm just done. I'm done. Screw you. Anyway.
Oh, that was a really good laugh.
I'm literally fuming.
That was a really good laugh. God bless you. That was...
Anyway.
I was so needed.
Okay.
Anyway, we're going to move into...
Serious matters.
Chirice, you know.
Let's start with
yeah, him crying on Instagram.
Have we broken Tyrese down properly on the podcast?
I mean, we kind of broke down his mental breakdown about Fast and Furious.
Yeah, but we haven't got to Shayla,
babe.
Shayla. We haven't got to Shayla breakdown. Because that's a whole new realm of Tyrese. Like, yeah. You know, so let's...
And I think that's when the breakdown started.
Yeah.
So for those of you that don't know, Tyrese has a daughter.
I'm sorry, it's funny. Anyway...
Tyrese has a daughter called Shayla. Okay.
Estranged daughter.
Yeah, estranged. And him and the daughter's mother are obviously not together.
Yeah. And they're in a very nasty custody battle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where currently he can't, well, as of the time we're recording this podcast, he can't see his daughter. I think it has to be like visitation rights or something. Yeah. And he's also under investigation for some child abuse.
Ooh.
Like it's very like a very touchy subject, okay? And so, and as we know, Tyrese is a very emotional guy.
Yeah.
You know, he likes to share his feelings.
He likes to tell us what his opinions.
Yeah, and he's been going through a tough time.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
We know. Great.
We know.
And so he's been documenting his child, you know, custody battle on Instagram. Yeah. Everyone's been reading it and everyone's been hoping, I think, and been praying, I think, for the best, you know?
Yeah.
And so one day, Tyrese was crying. Okay. And then had a thought. I'm going to record myself. And then thought, I'm going to put this on Instagram. And then thought, I'm going to write a really long caption. And then shared the picture. Now, let's talk about the steps that one has to take to post a picture or a video on Instagram.
Okay, I'm going to do that one for y'all. Okay, so
I'm crying.
I'm like, I'm crying. Oh, let me just open my phone a little bit.
Let me just record myself.
I'm crying. Oh my God, I'm really emotional. Oh, girl.
And bearing in mind, he was moving around the room. He was walking and recording himself. Okay,
so the thought, whilst he was emotional and crying, the thought to put it on Instagram came to his head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Problem.
Yeah.
So he gets out his phone, starts to film himself.
Yep.
He then, obviously, you know, with Instagram, you've got to watch yourself back.
Yeah.
So you've got to see what you're about to post several times while you choose a filter.
Yeah.
Okay. Did that.
Yeah.
Then was like, I'm going to get all of my emotions out and I'm going to write this.
Yeah.
I'm going to write an essay on Instagram because people care. People care about me and people care about my emotions.
A misguided thought.
I have freedom of speech to share my emotions to people who care.
Yes.
And he posted.
Yeah.
That's it. That's rational, to be honest.
I think that's really rational. Like,
it's really normal.
The amount of times that I've cried and I thought, I'm going to put that on Instagram.
Several, daily.
Countless.
All the time.
I think it's genuinely, I don't even know why we're talking about this because this is
extremely
very rational.
Rational thoughts, to be honest. So our thoughts go to Tyrese.
Thoughts and prayers.
Yeah. You're dumb. you're actually dumb. You are so dumb. Like, that's the only thing I can say. You are a fool.
Because I have so many questions. Like, what did he think was going to happen? Did he think he's going to post the video and the judge is going to be sympathetic towards his situation? Did he think that we, the people who are watching this, are going to be sympathetic? Like, there's nothing. Why? What are we going to do? Why does he think that we care? Did he think that, I'm going to post it and then they're going to be like, wow, he really cares about his daughter. Yeah. If he cared about his daughter, he
wouldn't be doing this to embarrass her life. Like,
and embarrass yourself.
The thing is, let's just take embarrassing himself away from him because he doesn't care.
Yeah,
like,
at Tyrese this point, he doesn't care about
embarrassing himself. But you're embarrassing your family.
Yeah.
Your so-called... Doesn't he have a girlfriend right now?
He's married.
He's married. Your so-called
And let's
wife.
Even talk about that. Where is his wife?
Oh my God, guys, I'm so sorry for that. Whoa.
But where is his wife?
Why does he keep posting pictures of her?
Yeah. Why hasn't she taken away his phone?
Seize the damn phone, girl.
Why hasn't she changed, like, while he's sleeping, take his phone and change his Instagram password? Why hasn't she done that?
Block his, not even disable his account.
Like, why hasn't she deleted the app? What is she doing?
I mean, I don't know. But he'll still be shouting her out. How can you stand by your man through this? I'm sorry if it sounds so off, because Tyrese fully could be going through a mental illness
right now. We're gonna get to that
can you say you are standing by your man and watch him ruin his career?
Yeah,
every single post ruin his career.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, like, I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know. Continue.
Yeah. So So that happened.
Yeah.
And everyone started talking about how Tyrese is having a mental breakdown. I do have to say that before I got to that conclusion, I laughed. And if you didn't laugh, well, I'm sorry. if you're one of those people that immediately watched the video and thought, oh, wow, I feel so bad. I can't relate.
No, I'm not there yet.
I laughed my head off. Then I sent it to Iwande. We laughed.
I sent it to my brother. We laughed.
It was really good.
It was very funny.
It was a really great moment for us. Yeah. Just because, like, He wasn't like just like tears. He was proper going for it. Like, you know when the cry is so deep.
Guys, when you see the tears running down your eyes,
coming
like,
from your nose.
So
a few days, you know, went past and he deleted the video, obviously.
Does Tyrese have friends?
Oh, we're going to get to that.
Okay.
And then Tyrese does another Instagram post talking about Will and Jada.
Oh,
Will,
my God.
Let me clarify. Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith. Okay. Just in case you didn't know who we're talking about. Jaden Smith and Willow Smith's parents. Yeah. Them.
Will Smith, Fresh Prince Fresh of Prince. Bel-Air.
Yeah.
Will Smith.
Yeah, yeah. Jada that was just in Girls Trip. Yeah.
Those
okay.
Smiths.
Cool. You get it? Okay, yeah. Cool. He said that they gave him $5 million. Okay. To help with his legal fees, right? And to stay off Instagram. So tell me why. Tell me why my man was telling us in an Instagram post that Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith gave him $5 million to stay off Instagram.
$5 million. Oh.
Tell me.
This is not even chicken. Do you know what? I'm a fool. I'm sorry. I'm a fool. Because me, I believed it. I'm actually a fool. Like, I really sat there. I was like, wow. Like, Will and Jada really helped.
No,
in the
I read
watching,
it and
you know?
Oh, fuck, you're so rude.
Wow.
I read it and I was like, that's great.
It's a great cause.
And that's really helpful,
it's
you know,
really
because
good place to put your money.
He's talking about how broke he is.
Yeah,
Tyrese confuses me because he told me he had a Starbucks and a Benihana in his backyard.
He confuses you. Okay. I thought I was alone.
Well, but are we gonna like forget when Tyrese said he had a Benihana in his garden and a Starbucks? Like, are we just not gonna talk
you
about that?
Guys.
Or how he thought he was gonna make a new brand of car. Like, woo! Are we just not gonna?
How he's gonna bring back Baby Boy 2? Tyrese been filming Baby Boy 2 for the past 10 years.
No, but like, are we just going to forget that Tyrese has been dropping hints that he's not okay?
Okay, like Tyrese is not alright.
Are we gonna forget that? Okay, cool. And then the next day, TMZ reports that Will and Jada did not give him $5 million. So here we are, $5 million less.
No. The best part about the post, Tyrese then takes a picture of himself on the phone with
Jada Smith or Jada Pinkett Smith. He made us see who was on the phone with him. Hey, God,
oh, this mental health, no be smarty, you know.
There's a lot going on in this life.
Like Tyrese is not okay.
He's not okay, you know. And then everyone, you know, was just talking about how, okay, so clearly this man has a mental health issue.
Yeah, you know,
like he's 100%. Obviously not okay.
100%.
And he's deleted the post now. I should have screenshot it. I wasn't quick enough.
You'll find it somewhere.
But also, it was really long, and I was not finna read that. Like, but it was basically just him apologizing, and how he said that he doesn't have any mental health issues, and how
I'm sorry, I shouldn't laugh.
No, when the whole thing with Shayla.
Tyrese is selling t-shirts.
That says Shayla Rocks.
You guys should support. He's monetizing his battle.
No, but like on a serious piece, you guys should actually support.
Guys, support
like,
your boy.
Support,
man.
Like on a serious
support
note, like
support your boy.
He makes Fast and Furious. Like with, if there was no Tyrese, there'd be no Fast and Furious.
Honestly, if there was no Tyrese, there'd be no TGT. Come
like,
on,
there, like how can you live
guys,
without TGT?
The savior of R&B. What's this?
A whole Black Rose album.
Oh my god!
You guys are dulling, but okay.
Don't dull, man.
Don't dull. Don't dull.
Shayla.
But basically, he was just apologizing for his past actions over like the Fast and Furious thing and over him crying on Instagram and him, don't even know. Yeah. And then he said, while the whole thing was going on, that he was advised to see a therapist and a psychiatrist or something.
Shit.
And they put him on some drugs. And he put a picture of the drug.
Okay.
And he said that it's the drug that made him act out.
Ooh.
But he doesn't have any mental health issues.
Okay.
So you know what, Tyrese? This is my advice to you, okay?
Yeah. Please, please, please. Because I know you're listening, Tyrese.
I know you are.
I know you are.
I know you're a fan of the show.
Of course. Friend of the show all the time.
We appreciate you.
We love you.
I would suggest that you throw your phone in the ocean.
Mm.
Maybe go to Abu Dhabi that you like to claim that you have a house there, you know. So maybe go, you know, to Abu Dhabi or Dubai or wherever it is that you like to go to.
Yeah.
You know, take your pregnant wife, because his wife is pregnant. Take your pregnant wife with you.
Okay.
Throw her phone in the ocean, because clearly she's
useless. It's useless to her anyway.
And the two of you should just stay there for about a year.
Yeah.
I think that's good.
Yeah. It's going to take 6 months for everything to die down.
To die down. And then 6 months for you to, like, come back to your, like, your real senses, you know? I think occasionally you can fly your daughter out to come see you if you're allowed to. I don't know if Shayla wants to. Exactly. And also if you're allowed to, because, you know, the law, you don't want to break it. But that's my advice to you.
I agree with her.
And I think you should sit 2018 out. I think it's a I think it's a good idea. You know, you don't have any music coming out.
Yeah.
You're not in any movies. You don't really have any business deals coming up. Yeah. So I think it's a good idea.
Oh, one more.
What?
Try and find God.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Try and find God.
Yeah.
That may be the answer.
Yeah.
Maybe whilst you're out there, seek spiritual help.
Yeah, because I think 2018 is the year.
Yeah.
Where you just disappear. I think it's a good one if you just sit it out. Just
sit. Like, we're gonna miss you, but like,
no, that's
like,
a lie. We're not gonna miss you.
No, yeah.
Actually, we might miss the laughs.
We're gonna be praying for you. You get me? Yeah. Like,
thoughts and prayers. Yeah.
So sit this one out. We love you.
Yeah.
We hope you get better.
Yeah.
But please, baby daddy, or baby boy,
baby boy,
just go away.
Yeah, just go away.
Like,
I think
actually go away.
I don't want to talk about you anymore. So if you just disappear for the whole of 2018, that would be...
I don't want to hear about you.
That would
I'm
be
sorry.
Really good.
I really don't want to hear about you at all.
I think it'll be really good.
Signed. And I don't want to see your Instagram posts.
No.
Yeah.
This is a letter coming from the Chatterbox podcast, and we genuinely mean it. So take our advice. Disappear. Yeah. And
good riddance.
Come back in 2019 and see that you'll be a changed man.
Honestly.
So yeah, all. I don't think we're asking for too much. Just disappear for a year. I don't think that's too much.
No.
I mean, you've asked for too much from us. Exactly.
So, like, we're only doing retaliating with the same kind of energy you get. Like, you know.
No, I think it's a good idea.
Equal energies here.
Yeah. So.
That's all. And you're going to have a baby.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Like, just. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks, Tyrese.
Thank you. Thank you, Tyrese. And thanks for the laughs.
Yeah, thanks for the laughs. Because without them, where would we be?
Exactly.
You know.
That's enough about Tyrese.
Yeah, we're going to move on real quick.
Real quick. Skirt.
So did you see that J. Crew advert?
Oh, the one with the messy hair?
Yeah. Should we talk about that real quick?
Let's talk about that. Let's really talk about that. So give us the background.
So J. Crew, you know, J. Crew, stupidly expensive brand. I used to want to buy their jeans like all the time because I used to see all these really nice people wearing
talk about
it,
J. Crew
right?
Jeans. Yeah,
yeah, and then I think I saw the price like 200 and something pounds, and I was like, my daddy ain't gonna buy that for me. No. So
their clothing brand.
Yeah. So I think someone took a picture of, and obviously we're gonna put this on the
The thread
on Twitter. Someone took a picture of like one of their clothes that they put on their website, and it has this black model, and her hair is like in a hot mess. Like, it looks like they didn't even try to tie it up nicely. Like, it's in a ponytail on top of her head, but like, like, you know when babies roll out of bed and you've, like, the day before their hair is, like, in a ponytail and then they go to bed.
Sis, this is me on the way to the salon.
Right?
It's me after taking out my braids.
That's what it looks like. And so everyone is, like, roasting them on Twitter, talking about this, right?
Because they, it looks messy.
No, it does. It does, because I'm sure the white girls don't have this many flyaways.
Guy.
No problem.
All you needed was gel. All you needed was
gel. And then this girl has the audacity to go on the Shade Room.
Okay, so this is the model.
The model.
Okay.
Goes on the Shade Room and is defending the picture, right? I'm just going to read to you, like, some of what she said, because she's a dumbass. Yeah. Dear all, this attention is flattering, but the concept of the brand specifically is to show that clothes can be comfortable, wearable, and naturally beautiful. So the natural hair and makeup fits right in. Also, these days it's all about women embracing their natural looks, so here it is. We as human beings are never satisfied with what we get. We always want more and still complain. Anyways, thank you for the positive comments.
Thank you for sharing your opinion.
Now, I know that she's not young, clearly. But at her big age, she's still so stupid.
Actually, so stupid. You are trying to defend a company that made you look like a fool. Like, that's all I'm going to say. They actually put your pictures out there. It's not in the name of, this is how natural this natural looks.
It's nothing about that.
Where your counterparts and your peers looking the same, as messy as you are. You know why people, they can just roll out of bed, fix their hair, one brush, oston, that's it. For you, why? You now packed it. You look like, when you guys are listening to this, please just go and look for this picture.
Yeah.
Because you yourself, I don't think we're being ridiculous. And I don't think anybody, even the people who fight for using their natural hair and stuff, can look at something like this and be like, yeah, like, no, let it slide.
Do you know what's so annoying is the fact that there are people who are not allowed to go to work in their natural hair because they get told that their natural hair is unkempt or their hair is messy.
Yeah.
This is when their hair is in a bun, okay? When your natural hair is in a high bun, or they've put it like one of those top knots, or they have like a braid out or a twist out, they're told that it's messy
or
it's unkempt, or they go with their afro,
right?
And she comes with this stupid picture talking about this is what natural hair is. And we're complaining.
I saw her hair is even relaxed. Let me even look at it properly. She looks so stupid.
That's not what natural hair looks like.
This is not what
I completely understand that her hair is short, so putting it in a bun would have been difficult. But please, bobby pins exist.
Thank you.
Bobby pins and gel. There's nothing more you need than that.
You are even light skin. Your hair behaves.
Do you get?
Your hair
imagine those
behaves.
With 4C hair.
Thank you.
4B, 4C
your
hair.
Your hair behaves. All you have to do, put gel. Oh, pop, it's there. It has stuck down. Like, it's not... I don't think this looks... Like, first of all, the picture doesn't even look good. But, like, I don't think this is a good representation of natural hair.
At all.
And women, what's it called? Rocking their natural hair
and her
and
trying
living
to
for
make it that
no,
is annoying.
This is... You're just lazy.
What she should have said...
And you did not do your hair.
She should have looked at the picture and been like, yeah, Jaku fucked up. And then just
that's
left
all,
it.
That's
like,
all.
Like, this whole... This is... Like, you humans are never satisfied. You ask for natural hair and makeup... And you still complain. Well, if that's what your natural hair looks like, then good for you.
Yeah.
But that is not what natural hair looks like. And all you're doing is adding to the people that think that natural hair is messy. You're just helping them.
Yeah.
You're giving them examples. Yeah. You get what I mean? Some
all
people don't like doing
braids. They'll now look at this thing and be like, so this is what they want.
Yeah. Some people don't like braids. Some people don't like wigs. Some people don't like weaves. Some people genuinely just like rocking their own natural hair and are not allowed to in some corporations because it's seen as unkempt. And you're... This is what you're saying. God, I don't even want to go ahead.
Like, this is the fact, I think the fact that she now brought that natural hair argument just ruined everything.
Like, yeah, she ruined it because it was like,
sis, like, you're dumb.
Yeah, you should have kept quiet. Like,
yeah, that's all I'm going to say about this because she's just annoying.
Yeah, like,
whoever she is, don't even know her name.
I don't
even
care. Know her name. Speaking of, natural hair. Lupita Nyong'o was on the cover of
Oh yeah,
Grazia magazine.
Yeah.
and they photoshopped her hair, her natural hair.
So explain to me this, because I saw this picture and so I was confused, because the way Lupita put it, it seemed like they photoshopped the bun back into her hair, but people were like, no, they photoshopped the bun away from her hair to make her look like the short cut.
Yeah.
But Lupita, so I was confused because I thought Lupita had a short cut naturally. Because isn't that her normal hair?
No, but like, Lupita's hair has grown, first of all.
Okay.
Like, yeah, her hair has grown. And it's possible, like, I'm not saying her hair has grown to like waist length.
Of course, like, it's full now.
It's grown enough to a point where they can put it in a bun, methinks.
Okay.
But what I'm trying to understand, because on the cover of the magazine, it looks like she doesn't have a bun, like, at all. It looks like she's like bald. And then inside the magazine, you see pictures of her with a bun, but the bun looks photoshopped.
Let me see.
Like the bun, and again, we're gonna put this on the thread on Twitter.
But like, the bun looks kind of weird. When I saw the first picture, I was like, "Oh, lit!" Like, she looks amazing. Yeah. Then I saw the bun, and I was like, wait, did they put... I thought that was the part that they added. She looks amazing with the bun as well, everything. But, like, I thought that was the part that was added on. So, I was so confused.
But, the bun looks kind of weird. So, it looks like they photoshopped it out.
Yeah.
And then they kind of edited it. That's what I think, anyway.
They edited
it. I think that they edited her bun, because her bun... There's just something about her bun. It just doesn't look very...
I don't know. It looks scatty.
Foolish.
Like, this is not how it... I don't know.
The hair normally doesn't look that way. I mean, correct us if we're wrong, please. Like, if you know what actually happened.
And it doesn't look together. It just looks... That's why I was very confused. Because I was like, okay, this is her hair. This is what her hair is now.
But she's not bald. I know that for sure. So, she put, like, a letter to them on the magazine. I'm not going to read everything because it's quite... Actually, I might just read it. Should I read
it? Just read a bit. I don't want to hear anything.
Okay, as I've made clear so often in the past, with every fiber of my being, I embrace my natural heritage, and despite having grown up thinking light skin and straight silky hair were the standards of beauty, I now know that my dark skin and kinky coily hair are beautiful too. Being featured on the cover of a magazine fulfills me, as it is an opportunity to show other dark kinky haired people, particularly our children, that they are beautiful just the way they are. I am disappointed that Grazia invited me on their cover and then edited out and smoothed my hair to fit their notion of what beautiful hair looks like. Had I been consulted, I would have explained that I cannot support or condone the omission of what is my native heritage, with the intention that they appreciate that there is still a very long way to go to combat the unconscious prejudice against Black women's complexion, hairstyle, and texture. And then she put hashtag DMTH, which means don't touch my hair.
Okay. And so, this is very interesting.
There's a lot to unpack here.
Yeah, like, so, why? Like, why?
Yeah. But you know, the Evening Standard did the exact same thing to Solange.
Oh, they did.
Didn't you see when they cut out her hair? She had this really beautiful, like, braid hairstyle.
Yeah.
And they cut it out, and they only put, like, half of it on the cover. And it's like...
I don't know, like, why? For me, why? Like, I'm not sure, when you pick somebody to be the face of your magazine, and when you pick that person that you want and everything like that, you pick them for everything that they are about, like, in terms of career, profession, everything, and then their look, the look that you want for your cover, or, you know, what you think is trending right now, or who is, like, you get what I mean, the it girl, or the it guy right now. Why? Surely you would have seen that this girl has her hair in this. You did the whole photo shoot with her hair like that. Probably no one said anything, because Lupita would have voiced the fact that if they had been like,
didn't say anything,
did you, we're going to photoshop your hair. Cool. Obviously, she would have been like, no, don't do that, whatever. Yeah. She's that kind of person. Then you decide to photoshop her hair out for the front.
Like the cover of the magazine, and then you like
kind of leave it.
It's just I just don't understand why they, like, if you didn't want all of Lupita on your cover, then you shouldn't have invited Lupita on your cover.
Like, you, like, really should not have.
And this is the thing that annoys me, and I guess it's still what's going on, like, in society, is that everyone, well, most people still have this preconceived notion that having silky straight hair or having your hair, like, really flat, or
no, because the thing is, being short, really smooth bob hair now is probably what's trending for the black girls, yeah, like the black it's model,
like,
girls.
You know, like some of the models that are,
what's
now,
what's her name, Adua Aboa,
yeah, the girl that has the gap tooth,
the cover of Adua Aboa, yeah.
Oh wait, no, the one on the cover of Vogue.
Yeah, the one on the cover of Vogue.
Okay, no, not the one. The one with the gap tooth is the one that's in the Fenty Beauty.
Oh,
campaign.
Her as well. She also, yes, doesn't. Yes. So obviously that they can tolerate.
That's what. But it's like, that is not the only standard of beauty. Like, because my hair isn't as straight as yours, or because my hair doesn't lie flat like yours does, doesn't mean that my hair is any less beautiful.
That's everything that all these women have been talking about for the longest.
Mm-hmm.
And will come out and be like, no, it's not true, we're not like that. Yes, you are. You,
yeah,
just proved yourself. All you,
yeah,
especially all these magazines and all of these, like, media, the most, you guys are all like this.
Yeah,
the fact that you can take this black woman's hair and say to yourself, it's not good enough for what we want on our front cover,
yeah,
and we're gonna edit this out, clearly shows you don't rate us at all.
It's just,
and
so
you're gonna come out, and when we start attacking, you'll be like, we're not racist,
and then you'll be like, you black people are just so sensitive. But
oh,
it's like,
you just ask for so much.
Exactly. But like, it's like, when you cut our hair, when you crop our hair out, yeah, of something, it's I don't know, just because really whatever, what, just because what we think is beautiful and you, yeah, don't think it's beautiful, doesn't mean it's not beautiful. Like,
exactly.
that
Thank
needs
you.
To be clarified.
And
that, you know,
goes back to the whole topic of why you need more people of color in these magazines.
Of course, why you need them outlets.
you need them there,
not just on the magazines, but in the actual magazines.
Exactly.
You need them working in the publications.
Exactly.
Like, you need, if we're going to talk about diversity, we're not just going to talk about diversity in their models, we're going to talk about diversity in the workplace.
Look how
you need, like, like creative directors who are black. You need fashion directors who are black.
You.
Not just, oh, we're going to get a black person on,
yeah,
the model because that's what's cool now.
Yeah, and we've, you know, we've ticked our quota. We've got the It Girl. We've got Jordan Dunn. We've got this.
Oh
person.
My God! I, like, was reading. Oh,
that
my
was
God.
Another thing I was gonna. I was gonna. Put
I
out.
Tweeted the link.
Yeah,
you should read
I
it.
Read
Did
it.
You read
I
it?
Read it?
Did you read it? Did you read it?
That, and it just goes back to the basically the Brit. You know, the British Vogue have,
mm-hmm,
recently, what's it called? Changed their editor in chief.
Yeah,
yeah, to a black man called Emmanuel. It was his name?
Edward Eninfo.
Sorry, what did I say? Emmanuel.
Edward, I was just looking at you.
I was like, what, Emmanuel? Yeah, and the first person he puts on the cover of his shoot was a woman of color.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That is all. Like, this is what you, this is why we ask for these things. Represent, because people of color will represent themselves.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not going to represent us, I'll represent them.
Mm-hmm.
Let me be on editor in chief and I will put that black girl on the cover. I,
mm-hmm,
don't care.
Like, do you know what's so interesting is that the previous editor,
mm-hmm,
I tweeted the link of the interview she did with The Guardian.
She's trash.
Like, I'm gonna put
she
it on our thread because I need you guys
trash.
To read it. I read it and my,
I mean,
face.
I'm not racist. Like, I got my grandfather.
She's like, my son's grandfather was a civil servant leader.
And thought that people would call me racist.
So it
is
really
just
hurts
a bit.
My family that,
yeah,
you call me racist. And I'm thinking,
like,
okay, but she,
on. That's
the interviewer,
oldest chick in the book.
Was asking her questions about, like, how many black people she'd put on the cover.
Yeah.
And she's like, excuse me, Naomi Campbell's been on the cover more times than Kate Moss. Actually, she hasn't.
Fact check, bitch.
Actually,
fact
she's only been on it
you're about to
four
do
times alone,
yeah,
and five times with someone else. She was like, well, I don't really want to get into that because it really upsets me.
Mm.
It's like, she's like, yeah, I think that we put all the
and
It Girls.
The
like, we put Jordan Dunn.
Of course.
We put
Jordan Dunn. Yeah. The funny thing about that interview was, like, that was meant to be her interview to
redeem herself
for what she said before,
yeah,
and what she then what the backlash that she was getting before, and you just made it worse.
Yeah,
like, you actually just made people hate you even more.
Yeah, like, I actually need you guys to go and read it. I'm gonna put it on the thread, but I know the thread comes out the next day, so if you're really impatient, it's,
yeah,
on my Twitter.
And then the last thing I would say about this anyway was, they not asked her, like, oh, you know, you were criticized a lot for the fact that you didn't have a single person of color on your team of your, like...
Her response was wild.
Like, she was like, well, I mean, everyone on my team was, like, was picked based on their strength.
Yeah, and
based
not, on their like, color, not their color,
not their sex. Nothing. It's just on merit.
And then she said, we do have people of color. Maybe they just weren't in that day.
Oh, my God. God.
Really, bitch?
You are so trash.
Really, bitch?
Like, the thing is, like, I always like to read things objectively. I'm not that kind of person that's going to jump. I always like to read. When I see a crazy headline, I'm like, okay, no, let me read.
Yeah.
But this one, I couldn't even say, I see. I couldn't say, oh. I couldn't. I just, no. You made yourself look so bad.
So
and bad. I mean, to be honest, she stayed true to herself. That's how she is.
Yeah, exactly.
She didn't come on here lying. I'm screaming Black Lives Matter when you know the person in the corner of the room screaming All Lives Matter. So, like, thank you. Like, she just so... She's one of those people, like... You know when... I don't know how to explain it. Like, when you're in your bubble
mm-hmm.
and you don't understand the realities of Kendall Jenner. This life. Like, you... And you don't... When people are telling you that, oh, you need to be having certain people in your office. There are reasons for this. You need to have black mm-hmm. people of color in higher positions. There are mm-hmm. reasons... But you're stuck in your bubble of, it's a meritocracy. And we need to hire people based on their strength. Not mm-hmm. because there's a woman. Not because they're black. Not because... Like, you're in a bubble. Like, that's yeah. all it is. Like, yeah. if life was that simple, don't you think we'd all be the happy? Don't Bruh. You think I would be out here? I would be sipping champagne with the likes of God knows who. I would be at the top.
Do you think we would have moved to where we are right now?
Like, you're just dumb. You're so dumb. Anyway, I've said dumb so many times in this podcast. Like,
genuinely, people are stupid.
That's it. That's it.
Like, it's wild.
God. Anyway.
Anyway, we're going to move on really
Guys,
quick.
Guys, you understand the technical problems we've been through with this episode, man. Bruh. I just have to say it now as we're here. Like, guys, we'll tell you this story maybe another time. But we have been through it. We've
been through
with
it.
This podcast. But we stuck through it because of you people. Our loyal fans, our loyal listeners. You can hear the stupid music in the background that we're having to deal with now because of this podcast. But it's all right. We move still.
Oh, God, we are so sorry.
Like, we are actually so sorry.
We've genuinely had a day. We've had 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, the past 20 minutes have been mad. And so we just hope that the sound is okay. And, like, we hope that you cannot hear the music playing in the background.
Honestly, you know, we're grateful for what we have, this recording studio that we have right now. Yeah. But we could do better.
But anyway, guys, we're going to move on to the last topic, which is Tay Tay.
Oh, girl. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, we said we'll keep you guys updated with what happens with Tay Tay. Yeah. I don't remember our predictions from last week. What did we say? We were like, it's probably true from 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. When we were like, yeah, it's probably true. And I am not going to read you what she put on Instagram because it's hella long.
I actually didn't read it. I'm going to read it.
It's hella long. And, of course, I'm going to put it on the...
thread.
But she was basically saying that she's in an unhappy marriage and she's chosen to leave, and kudos to you.
Yeah, so it is true, and
it's sad though.
It is really sad. It's really sad.
But before we go into it,
yeah,
like, before she did this, her mum, I think, was at the airport or somewhere. I'm not actually sure where her mum was. And TMZ caught up with her mum and was like, you know, so, like, what about the rumors with you, like, your daughter and Vince and, like, everything that's going on? And her mom was just like, I love Vince, but I want him to keep his hands off my child.
Damn.
And she, it's just, obviously, I was talking about this 2 weeks ago, the rumors that he was abusive towards her, allegedly. And her mother is just fueling those rumors.
Yeah.
And obviously Tamar did not mention anything along those lines.
Yeah.
In this her really long Instagram post. But it's like, if that is the case, that's even sadder, because we know that Tamar has been in an abusive relationship in the past.
Exactly.
And that's just horrible. But you know, she said that she's doing it for herself, and
that is what I love about Tamar.
Yeah.
And what I've always loved about Tamar, and why I was so shocked, a couple of weeks back when we were talking about how
she said she was giving up music,
because I'm like, that's marriage. Not the girl I know I love. Like, I don't even know her like that, but like, I love who she is, and she sticks by who she is. She doesn't care. And so for her to come out and say, like, you know, it wasn't what's it called, she had to do it for her. I love that. I was like, you know what, you're giving, like, people enough you're giving people,
I don't know what you're trying to
not
say,
not energy, but you're helping people who are going through the same thing to, like, actually find the strength in them to actually do it for themselves.
She I watched the show Tamar Events. Anyone that knows me knows I'm an avid Tamar lover, so like, obviously I'm gonna be on Tamar's side.
Yeah, of course.
But like, I watched the season premiere of the show, and you can just tell, like, even in their confessionals that they did together, you can tell that they're over it.
Really?
Like, normally they sit close to each other, they make jokes, they don't even, like, you can see it on their face. Like,
so why are they filming? Why did they film that episode? Why did they film a new season?
Well, they started filming the show before she filed for divorce.
Okay.
So, obviously,
are they going to still air the show?
Yeah. Okay. But I'm assuming this is the last season, obviously, of course, because of course. If there's no Tamar,
what season are they on? 5?
I think it's 5.
Wow.
But it's sad because they've been together like, what, 14 years?
Yeah.
And they've been married for 9. And they have a son, and it's sad. But if, like, there's no reason to stay in a loveless marriage,
no, at all.
Like, there's no reason to put yourself through
exactly
any, like, if you in yourself know that you've tried,
yeah,
and you know that you've given everything that you can, and you're still exactly unhappy, then I don't think you need to force yourself.
To the point,
because
that she was about to quit music. I'm sorry, I keep on bringing that back, but that's a huge deal.
But like, and if you know Tamar, you know that she never wanted to be that doo-wop pop chick.
Exactly.
You know,
oh yeah.
The words of
Tay Tay.
Doo-wop. She's like, I don't want to be a doo-wop pop chick. You know. She's always wanted to have her own solo success, and it's now at a point where people are actually listening to her music, and she has fans, and people actually care. And she's talking about how she's gonna give up music, and it's like,
Girl, you're lying. There is something else under there, and we found out. So,
but it's sad, but I wish her all the best, and I'm glad that she's doing it.
Me too. That's all I got. Like, it's sad, but I'm happy.
Yeah,
I'm happy that she's doing it for her, and she said that. Not so, for some man. Like, you can go and find another man. Like,
so I wonder if he really did buy her hand in Atlanta. I'm gonna keep talking about that, because like,
that is so petty. I can't that's really petty.
You know, he's been on this diet where he's like been trying to get really skinny, so maybe he was just hungry and just,
oh my god.
I know, that's
oh my
so
god. Oh my god. But it's so funny. It's so funny.
But maybe he was just kind of hungry and was like,
good.
But yeah, what do you guys think about Tamar and Vince getting to, oh, maybe you just don't care.
Maybe you just don't even know who Vince is. And fair enough.
Funny.
What?
Apparently, Vince is going to be Remy Ma's new manager.
Ooh.
So she signed a multi-million dollar deal with Columbia, which is, I guess it's good for her. Get your money.
Mm-hmm,
like, I hope people listen to your music, because the only Remy Ma song since she came out that has really popped has been All the Way Up, and that was like, what, 2 years ago?
Oh, was that Shut Up? That was not 2 years ago.
Was that 2 years ago? No, it was last year.
That was last year. I was going to say.
Wait, no.
No.
Yeah, no, it was last year.
Yeah, it had to be last year.
No, it wasn't.
No, Lala, don't do that to me.
No, it
Time
was.
Time has not moved that
No,
fast.
It was last year, but I think it was like,
like, what, it only fully started popping up last year?
Yeah, I think it only started fully popping up.
Didn't they bring
like
out an album
year?
Like Plateau Plomo?
Yeah, and that was terrible. Like, it was awful.
Plateau Plomo? Please, why?
Like, it was terrible.
I didn't even listen to it. Why did I listen to it? I don't
Nothing
even know.
Can stop me. I'm all the way up.
That's
I think
not
what
the
made
song.
What
is it?
Yes, it is.
Oh yeah, it is. I was gonna say with Fatu. Yeah, yeah.
What made the song pop though was the remix, which makes me think that the song came out end of 2015, and then they did a remix, and the remix is what.
Who blew. Was on the remix? See, she doesn't even know.
I don't remember. But it's the remix one that. Hold on, I'm gonna find it for you right now.
Remy Ma put out that Sheether. I don't really know any bars in that song.
It's just an 8-minute song, like.
But you know, she caused a lot of controversy.
Whose side were you on in that?
For Remy Ma, because I don't like Nicki Minaj.
Yeah, same.
Duh. And I didn't even know who Remy Ma is like that. I was just like, I don't care. And I was like, oh no, 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 that's a lie. I'd been watching Love and Hip Hop before, so I always liked Remy Ma from there.
Featuring French Montana, no, Jay-Z.
Oh, what? Are you sure that's the, wow?
Jay-Z was on the remix.
Okay, cool.
Because French Montana was in the, like, was on the first one.
Uncle G.
And then they had a remix with Jay.
Okay. With Jay.
Yeah, you know me and Jay are cool like that.
Uncle Jay.
Like, me and Jay are cool like that. Like,
she wishes.
Like, Jay is my homie. Jay, like, is your I've homie. Been seeing Sir and Rumi.
Talking about Jay, like, I've been have, seeing them. Okay, cool.
Fuck you.
Talking about Jay, I have not listened to this stupid Walk on Water song.
Beyonce and Eminem.
And people are saying, apparently Jay-Z.
I saw a tweet that said,
like, encourage Beyonce to put the song, to feature on the song.
I saw a tweet that said,
someone be like, it be your niggas.
Yeah, I saw it.
And the thing is, I'm still yet to figure out why people are saying this. Like, did it not bang?
I saw a tweet that said, Jay, you know, my homie, yeah. Jay forced or told Beyonce to do the song to sabotage her career.
Yeah, I saw that one as well. I saw that
we
one.
You know who wrote that.
I know. But the thing is the song bad?
I can't. I don't like Eminem. Like,
I cannot bring myself
you cannot
to listen
pay
to
me
song.
Money to listen to Eminem. The only Eminem song I like is Slim Shady. And that came out years ago. But, like, apart from that, I'm not really an Eminem fan.
Yeah.
So it's like,
I was an Eminem fan in, like, 2007.
I don't even want to lie to you. I'm not an Eminem fan.
There's some songs that are quite good. But even then, what I want to listen to
Beyonce.
Oh, he
has that song with Rihanna. That's not with Rihanna. That's not
I'm singing
Rihanna.
Around this town. I was singing
Bam.
Oh, I rather the muscles.
That's not with Rihanna either. It was fuck, I had this song on the tip of my tongue. No, it's something about fire. Live oh fuck.
I actually have no idea.
Oh my god,
idea.
I wanted the song was on the tip of my tongue.
No, we don't know.
I do know. Okay. And the music video was red. Rihanna was like in a room and it was red and there was fire.
Yeah.
Nah,
oh
I'm
my
god,
she's
now.
Gonna search again, guys.
I am actually going to find it because if I don't find it, I'm gonna be so. That's not the song. Rihanna and Eminem. I love the way you lie.
Oh, dude, I don't even want to sing it.
Oh, wait. The monster was with Eminem.
Guys,
okay, but run
I
the sound.
I was literally
not.
Singing the monster straight after.
Okay, but run this town. Was
yeah,
not.
Okay, run this town was okay. No, but you tell me like this fool has come again.
I want to find that vine of that boy.
Oh, yeah.
That little boy. I'm friends with the. I need to find that boy for like you guys. We used to troll Ayokunimi because Ayokunimi hated this boy.
Like,
I used to troll Ayokunimi with the video
all the time.
So funny.
Don't mind him. It was his guilty pleasure. Don't mind
him. Ayokunimi used to watch us in his spare time.
Don't mind
and send
him.
Us
he used to send
videos.
Us all. Don't mind
he
him.
He will send it to us and be like, look at this
look
stupid
at this
boy.
Stupid boy.
Meanwhile.
Shut up, you homophobe. Don't mind me.
What you're gonna do is
what I'm no, I don't care.
You should.
Why? What's gonna happen to me? Am I gonna go to jail? Oh my god, my brother's gonna beat me. Woohoo.
Woo.
Yeah.
But yeah, I only heard
yeah, so people are,
some of Beyonce's part of that song.
And how was it? Was it like
it's Beyonce, her voice is amazing.
Okay, so why are people saying it be your niggas?
But then I think then again, I didn't listen to the whole song.
Okay.
Like, when I say I listened to 30 seconds and I closed the video, I was like,
oh my god, before we move on to music, can we just talk about 280 characters, please?
I don't read tweets that are 280
characters.
I genuinely don't.
Twitter why? Twitter why?
I genuinely believe it's a waste of time.
Twitter why?
Like, the whole point of Twitter was to be able to capture your thoughts in, like, a snapshot.
Be concise. If not, reply.
Do you get what I mean?
Such an easy character.
If you can't keep your tweets in 140, then make a thread.
Thank you.
But now we're going to have threads of 280 characters.
I already see people with it. Social justice warriors are probably living for this.
They are living.
They can start. They can plug you with all of their nonsense.
Hey. I won't walk.
Guy, 280 guys, it pisses me off so much, man.
I don't like it because I try so hard now.
It looks stupid.
It looks stupid. It's annoying. I mean, I understand. You know that the number of Twitter users are decreasing. Yeah. Like, Twitter is not the most popular social media platform anymore.
Yeah, of course.
So I understand that they're trying to keep it fresh and trying to be like
280 characters. But it's not the one.
That's what Twitter is known for. Like 140 characters. It's being short
and sweet and, you know, to the point.
But now it's just giving people
Vine, allowing people to do 10 second
videos.
Fam, like, you better X. That's not Vine.
Like, what are we doing? Like, do you get what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's just it's so silly. I try so hard now to, like, make sure that my tweets are not longer than 140, because when I see a tweet
and that looks long, tell you now, it has a stupid buffering circle. Sign.
See, when I see a tweet that's long, because you know when you're scrolling through it, you can see. I just don't read it.
I don't have time.
I just don't bother. The whole point is to be able to scroll through and quickly read something. You
now
know,
Donald Trump is going to feel so empowered. Man. Oh, anyway, Lola.
That was a mistake. Didn't mean to do that.
I don't remember. You're not just touching stuff.
Yeah. Whoops.
But yeah, anyway, guys. So stay tuned for our next segment.
Wow.
Did you like the way I put the.
I did.
You did?
I
loved it.
Let's talk about music. We're talking about music.
Why did you decide to go down?
I don't know. I don't. Talking about music. Whoa. Ooh. Music.
Don't mind me. Anyway.
What have you been listening to this week?
What have I been listening to this week?
Should I start? Because clearly you're not ready.
Oh yeah. Okay. Sorry. I literally picked up my phone, you guys. I picked up my phone.
She's feeling a bit feisty.
And she's like, you're not ready. I'm like, cool. Take the lead.
Okay. So, I haven't really been listening to much. Sam Smith's album came out.
Still haven't listened to it.
No one asked for your opinion.
Okay.
I love Sam Smith. I've loved Sam Smith, obviously, since his first album. I'm a huge fan of his voice. It's absolutely beautiful.
It is.
This album is so awesome. I love that it's not like a heartbreak album, you know?
Oh, okay. So I'm not going to be in my feelings.
You will be in your feelings on some songs, but it's only about four songs that you'll be
avoiding in your feelings songs.
No, but you see, in The Lonely Hour was in your feelings throughout the whole album.
Really not trying
album.
To be in my feelings. Like.
But The Thrill of It All
has
a few songs that put you in your feelings, but it actually has some really upbeat
What's
songs.
A ballad to upbeat ratio?
You have more upbeat.
Oh, so you're talking about like a 6-4?
Yeah.
Okay.
6-4, 6 being upbeat.
Upbeat.
Yeah. You have a bit more upbeat songs.
Okay.
You have like ballady songs, but not all of them are like like they're not sad songs. Do you get what I mean?
Okay. I like
it's
that.
Actually like I don't know. There's not a single song I dislike.
Okay.
I'm on my fourth listen because I've been busy.
Wow.
But
so how many songs?
14.
Okay. Not bad.
It's honestly it's a Sam Smith album and it's good and. Ayawande, there's a choir.
Shut up.
There's a choir.
Are we talking about like a Daniel Caesar choir? Are we talking about like a gospel choir?
A gospel choir.
Shut up.
We're talking about a gospel choir.
Okay, then I am listening to it.
And on more than two songs.
Ooh. Guys, if you know me and gospel choirs, man.
We're talking about gospel choirs on
I'm
more
trying to listen.
Than
we're
two
adding
songs.
Those songs to our list of songs that we are going to do with our gospel choir, which we all start singing.
Yeah,
at
which
some
no
point.
One.
I mean, I didn't get any feedback from you guys who are listening.
Like, on a serious Pete, we're actually starting a gospel choir and you guys
and
are not taking it seriously.
Four songs now, guys. Can you, so, like, fix up your life?
Like, fix up.
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you what songs to listen to this time around, because genuinely just listen to the whole album. Okay. I can't tell you. Pray is a beautiful song. Mm.
But what's the general theme? Is it like love, heartbreak, and
it's
and friendship?
So he did like an interview and he was just talking about how the album isn't like, in the first album he was recovering from a really bad heartbreak, so that's what you can tell.
Okay.
But with this one, he just wanted it to be like a love letter to his friends and like his family and just like
life.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So there are a few heartbreaky kind of like
for those kind of music, that
songs,
that kind of music. Okay.
But
he has to give us those.
It's like you hear some of the upbeat songs and yeah, it's a good vibe. It's a good vibe. I love it.
Okay.
So yeah, Sam Smith's album, and Emily Sande has an EP.
I'm not listening to that.
Called Kingdom Coming.
Still not listening to that.
It has three very odd features.
Okay.
Dave East, Giggs, and Wretch 3-2.
What is this trying to do?
I tried to listen. Couldn't.
Okay. Yeah, because like, yeah, I needed that. I really needed that. I really did. Because I was scared you were about to be like, that's my shit, you know. Yeah, because I am not listening to it.
No.
I am not listening to it.
If you happen to like it, please let me know why. Because I tried. Clown was my jam.
Yeah.
Clown was a song.
Clown was a song.
But
man,
this EP is trash. I'm sorry. Another song, this is just a single, even though Ayawande told us she doesn't like singles. It's called Sun Comes Up by Rudimental featuring James Arthur.
That song
makes me
yeah, I don't know the lyrics yet because yeah, I literally just heard it like yesterday. My mom actually played it.
The song is so good. It puts me in such a good mood.
James
and
freaking
James Arthur's voice is amazing.
Oh.
Despite everything that he's done in the past, his voice is amazing. That Say You Won't Let Go is still my jam. Like,
no, this one is my jam.
Like, Say You Won't Let Go, I still listen to
this. This is my
jam. But honestly, that song just puts me in such a good mood, especially so after fun, like this weekend and like everything that I experienced. Yeah. It's such a positive song.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, honestly, it's a beautiful song. I would advise anyone to listen to it. It will make you instantly happy.
Guys, that's a song.
And of course, it's going to be on our Twitter thread. So, but yeah, there's, and Kiss Daniel.
What's this new Kiss Daniel that everybody's
listening to? Yeah, but that song genuinely.
Okay, finna add that to my list, right? Oh, Yeba.
That song genuinely. Yeba. I believe that they put some sort of juju in it because you can't not dance when the song comes
on. Oh, that's my kind of music. Man.
Like,
why do I feel like I've listened to it and then I was like, oh no, I'm not listening to it?
You probably
again.
Have, because the first time I listened to it, I was like, I don't really. But then it was still in my head and then I went back and then now I'm hooked.
I feel that way about Mayo Kun's Che Che Che.
I haven't listened to that yet.
Buddy on Che Che Che. Buddy on Che Che Che. And then it goes, makeup on flea, flea, flea. Makeup on flea, flea, flea.
No, but it's my,
you know,
what
you're
did you
jamming
expect?
And then you catch yourself, you just stop, you say, what?
What did you expect?
What's makeup on flea, flea, flea?
What did you expect?
I said God, I can make a song. If this is the criteria these days, I can make a song,
bruh.
But yeah, body on chair, 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 it's called chair, chair, don't mind me, I'm just adding another chair. But yeah, it's really good. It's actually good. It will grow on you. It's one of those things that, with that makeup on Flea Flea line, we can do without
it.
We can
right
actually
now.
Do without that that line. Besides that, okay. So I'm going to give you one from church.
Ooh.
It's called Glorious Engagement by CRC Music. Shout out to CRC.
Shout out to CRC.
Good to know. This song, oh my God. You don't have to be a Christian to even listen to the song. But it is incredible. It's incredible. Like, you know when you just it's there. So you know when you listen to a song and your heart is so full, like that's just how I feel about this song. It's your heart will just be so content. Like, you know when you're just too happy.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, wow, everything about it. And you know the typical, yeah, I'm not the kind of person that usually likes like the Hillsong guitar kind of thing with the one style of drum, the kick drum just going pam. yeah, I'm not usually into that.
Oh, aren't you?
No, I really am not, honestly. But this, I don't know. I think they give us a lot more than that usual, the usual Hillsong vibe. That's why I'm really enjoying it.
Really?
But guys, on a real realness,
I get really, really good. Passionate, if you can't tell, about my church. And I don't go to Hillsong, I go to HTB. But when people, Ayawande, try to critique our worship, it really bugs me.
But you're trying to be lit.
I'm gonna let her say what she's gonna say.
The thing is, yeah, it's not even criticizing, it's just sharing my thoughts. Okay,
I don't know if I want to hear your thoughts,
and that's all it is. I'm not even trying to start on this SWP, like, anyway. So yeah, that's really good. So that was my glorious engagement, guys. Check it out, CRC Music. Then Black Girl Magic. Funny There's how I've thrown three singles, guy. This song,
guys. Can we talk about how this is three singles and Ayawande just told us in the last singles. Episode?
No, because I'm about to throw a hot album. So let's me, Black Girl Magic. Black Girl Magic is lit. And can I just play? Oh my god!
Please.
Can I just play the tiniest part of the song? It's called Che Lingo. He's a new guy.
Look at that black girl, look at that black girl, look at that black girl.
Hey, queen. What? Come on. Okay. Yo,
you smell it like watermelon, mango, and dreams all at the same time. I couldn't even imagine.
That's not even the best part. That's just the intro. Guys, this song, all the black girls out there, it will just make you so happy. It will just make you so happy. And he's this line, he's like, loving that melanin hocus pocus, baby. How your shrink is wavy. And you're like, it's just so fun. Seriously. Like, anyway, you love it. And the album I'm going to throw in, I put this on my playlist. Oh, Skepta's album is trash. Sorry. Skepta's EP is trash.
What is new?
Dave, Game Over. I'll come back to you guys on that.
I'm still trying to get into that. He has one song that I like.
The Never Story. JID, heard about him from some other people, and I was like, okay, let me check it out. Oh, the way I thought about it this morning, if you think about if Anderson .Paak and Kendrick Lamar had a baby in terms of sound, it would be JID. That's what I'm going to leave you guys with. The Never Story. It's really, really good.
It will be
good.
On the Twitter thread, so you'll be able to just click.
Anywho, we're done.
Ooh, that was intense.
It was intense.
Those were solid music choices, I have to say, though. Those were good.
Yeah, both parts as well. Yeah. Now, this part, you know, guys, I missed us so much because, like, we've really skipped our thoughts for the longest.
Yeah.
Like, we've always just, you know, move on because we don't have enough time or.
No, but today I actually have a thought.
I love thoughts. Can I just say how comfortable I am right now?
I am the most uncomfortable. I think it's because we're in a new environment.
Yeah, that's actually true, but I'm so loving it.
So my thought.
You know, it's about to be rude when she gives you that. She sat up. She changed her position in her chair.
So recently I moved office, okay?
Yeah.
And
you did?
Yeah. I told you this when I saw you at Westminster that day.
Oh, yeah.
And where I used to work, on my commute to work, I never really used to see a lot of people because I used to go through like this back way and I never really used to see people. It didn't really matter. But where I work now and like where I actually work, like the company I work for, I see a lot of people from the station to my office and like just in my office in general. And it's very frustrating when I'm walking to work in the morning or I'm leaving work in the evening and men just think it's okay to approach me and say crude things, you know? So this has happened to me like more than 5 times and it's disgusting. Okay. I was walking to work one morning and this guy, and it's always older black men.
Oh God.
Always. Okay.
Tell them.
And this guy just decided to approach me and like say like, this is, I usually get to work at like 8:30. So this is, yeah, I know.
In the morning.
Yeah. And I don't know why I get to work so early, because it's a long story. So this guy.
Oh, my own is your setting pay in the morning.
Yeah.
At 8:30.
Yeah. So this guy comes up to me and it's like, hey, sexy mama, what are you doing here so early?
Otto, Otto, you are cancelled.
Like, what do you mean? What? Huh?
Oh my God.
I continued walking. He's like, why are you walking away from me? Maybe because I have somewhere to go. Maybe because I don't want to talk to you. Maybe because this is inappropriate. I don't know. One day I was leaving work. And
hey, sexy mama.
One day I was leaving work. And this day, when I think about it, I laugh because I don't know what this guy was thinking. Gosh. So I'm leaving work and I'm walking. Mm. And I usually walk to the next station on the line to get home just because I don't know. I like to walk.
Yeah.
So I'm walking. I come out of my office and there's this guy there. And he sees me.
Mm. Is he black again?
Obviously. Sees me, looks at me, opens his mouth and starts to lick his lips continuously. Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, that's disgusting.
Yeah.
That's actually disgusting.
It is not cute.
No.
It doesn't make me feel
no,
cute.
No.
It's disgusting.
I don't know where they found you. And I don't know in which motherland you think that is the way to come and pick up a girl.
For guys that do that, or for men that do that, you are revolting. Okay.
Lick your lips. What? You're going to come and eat me. You're like, come out your black face from this room.
So, my thought on this whole like situation is, and this is specifically for that guy that said to me, so you're walking away from me, what are you gonna do if I like, what, why must no turn to aggression?
Mm.
Because when this guy approached me, he was happy. Mm. You know what I mean? Hey sexy mama, what are you doing here so early, right? And then when I didn't respond, because I don't respond, I don't know how I'm supposed to respond to these people.
Yeah.
So I continue walking. He was like, so you're walking away from me?
No, I'm not too.
And all of a sudden, he turns angry. What are you going? Are you going to beat me on this public road? And it's happened to me so many times. And it's disgusting.
It's actually disgusting.
Okay, I don't want to see you licking your lips at me. I don't want to see you touching your dick while you see me. None of those things make me feel any better. They make me feel gross.
None of those things are going to make me want to.
Like, do you think that when you do things like that, it's like, oh yeah, she wants me. No, I don't. Okay?
No, I don't. Sorry.
I don't
want you. Wow. Like, wow. And the thing is, you're so right. It's all
it's always
I don't want to say it, but it's true, especially for us.
Mm-hmm.
It's always older black men.
Yep.
Why
this is only from my personal experience. I've only ever, like, these things have only ever happened to me,
yeah,
by older black guys. You know what
and
I mean?
They say the most disgust. What's sexy mama?
First of all, that's disgusting.
What's a sexy mama?
Oh my God, I was talking to this, I wouldn't call him white. Remember that My American Boo?
Yeah. Oh, chocolate mama or something.
Yeah, he used to call me like his chocolate mama. Like, oh, I can't wait to.
You know, their own problem is different.
I can't wait to touch your chocolate. Like, it used to make me feel kind of like disgusting. Like,
oh my God. No, but please, can they actually, I know, I mean, they're not really listening.
No,
they're not our audience. But it's just disgusting. Like, can we just, first of all, please, if guy does that to you, just walk away. I beg. Don't, is this not time to start having an argument with them or anything like that? Because honestly, you don't know what these people are going to
do. Capable
of. You don't know what these people are capable of. Walk away. Put your earphone in and walk the hell out.
The fact that he got so aggressive, even in a public environment where there are loads of people walking anyway.
Oh my God, I don't even remember. Where was I? Oh my God, I was somewhere. I can't remember where this is. It was like an African guy or something like that. Oh my God, I remember now. My friends and I went somewhere for like a girls' holiday kind of thing, Bournemouth actually. Oh, we were at the club, yeah. And there were these like, we were just dancing, drinking, everything, enjoying ourselves. And there were these two black men. These ones were not even older, like I'll say like 25, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
They were just standing there in the corner, everything. Then we'll walk, try and walk past in the bathroom. They'll not be like, hey. We didn't say anything, we'll just walk off. Mm-hmm. We'll come out again. Hey, what's my owner?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not trying to talk to you. I'm not like, I'm not here for this. We're just mm-hmm. trying to enjoy ourselves, have a good time. They now came up to us. They're like, I don't understand when you know that we're minorities in this country.
Oh,
how can you turn down a black brother trying to say hi to you?
Oh,
you
don't God. Even come and
say hi or greet or this or that. Something along those lines of saying that because I'm black and because you are black and clearly because we are both African, I must respond to your hays and your highs. I don't know who inflated your stupid ego. I really don't know whoever they were. I apologize for what they have done to you, but you do not talk to me like that. And second of all, you cannot expect me to say, oh, just because we're African, I'll listen to you, I'll sit down and talk to you. No, mm-hmm. I knew where your intentions were, mm-hmm. and I was not trying to be there. I was not trying to entertain you or entertain mm-hmm. any of that. Neither were any of my friends.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't understand why you come up to me and say something like that. It was so, so disgusting. And like, I don't even know if it was in Bournemouth or if it was somewhere else, but like, I think it was there. So, so disgusting. Like, why do you have to be like this? And how is that an excuse for me to now say, expect an apology from me? I'm just looking at them like, oh, sorry, like, I didn't see you. Like, what do you want me to do?
Just last week, Friday, I went to Sainsbury's, during the middle of my work day, I think I went to go and buy like a drink or something. It was close to like home time.
Yeah.
And they changed the security guard.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy, the minute I walk in, is using his eyes to follow me around the whole store.
Mm.
And I was thinking that he's a black guy, obviously.
Do you remember that guy who approached you that day?
Which one?
Do you remember when we were in Oxford Street?
Oh my God. You know, I went home and told my daddy the story. And my daddy was like, why didn't you give him your phone number?
The thing is, he wasn't aggressive.
Did you hear what I just said to you?
He wasn't aggressive. But he was just like...
He was really creepy.
He was just like, why are you lingering?
Like, he was really creepy.
He came to buy something in the store. Saw in Lola and stayed in the store.
He actually didn't come and buy anything.
Oh, he didn't?
No.
And bear in mind, he was walking like two doors down. He just stayed there. Because now came up to me, I was like, yeah, can I get that number?
Ugh.
I now said... Ask her yourself. Ask her yourself.
I was so annoyed that day because it was like I was trying to buy my dad a Father's Day present, yeah. And this guy was just in the way.
Yeah.
Like, I would walk to where the perfumes are and he would follow me. And then I'd be talking to the customer sister and he'll be there. And it was just like, guy. Like
he was really asking, like, what's your number? What's your number? I was like, no, I'm not. Anyway, continue.
So this guy was using his eyes to tail me around the store, yeah. Right? I just assumed he thought I was going to steal something because that's happened to me so many times.
Yeah.
So, and I actually like to make them think I'm going to steal something and then go and pay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I love it.
I do that all the time. All the time.
Round them up.
So then I get to the self-service because I went there. And obviously I saw the free till and then he comes up to me and he's like, oh, there's a free till. I was like, yeah, I know. I'm walking there.
Yeah.
Going there now. Thanks. Yeah. And he comes, he's standing right beside me while I'm doing my stuff. And he's like, so I love your hair. I was like, thanks. He was like, oh, you're so beautiful. Oh.
Uncle.
I was like, oh, Jesus,
uncle,
here we go. And he goes, so I finished paying. And he's like, so where do you work? Why? What? Why do you want to know where I work? I was like, oh, so you're not going to tell me where you work? I was like, no. He was like, oh, I'll just follow you then. Are you going to leave your post, sir? Are you going to leave? You're doing a job.
I'll just follow you then. Follow us.
And I'll what was even more else. Annoying is that I work right beside Sainsbury's. I don't want you to know where I work.
Whoa.
Like, I don't need you to... Like, what is your... Like...
I don't understand. Like, can we just... There's a way to approach women.
Yeah.
Or there's a way... Even if you find someone beautiful, like, calm yourself down.
Like, relax,
cool,
you know?
Cool your blood, son.
Like, my bus driver B, he did it the right way.
Yeah.
Did I tell you about bus driver B?
No, you did not.
I did not tell you. I'm not going to tell the whole world my bus driver based story. But I did tell you my bus driver based story.
Bus driver based story.
I have a bus driver based
because he's a bus driver.
And I've never seen him again.
Okay.
So adult, so.
Sorry to all those bus drivers out there.
If you're, actually, he will never know that it's me.
Yeah, true.
Because I was trying to be a bad babe.
Oh, sorry.
And here I am, nameless, numberless.
No, but another thing, like speaking on this as well, quickly before we wrap up. I think someone mentioned something about like how a lot of women or like young girls and stuff like that don't, they're not aware that, not sexual harassment or anything like that, but like, I'm going to say like sexual, frustration is not the right word, but like when somebody has like said something that's just like crude, basically, but you're not, you just take it lightly and you just leave it be and you're like, oh, whatever, like it's just a passing comment. Like, I know people who have said some really disgusting stuff, like,
bruh,
and they're like my age or maybe like a year older. Bruh. Some things that they say, and I'm just like, I feel like we need to be
more just vigilant.
Yeah, like some of these boys out here, they don't know or understand how to treat women. What consent is, and the things not to be saying to young girls and women, like they're just so unaware. Because I'm not like, I feel like in the past I've always just put everything off as like, oh, like he's just joking, just being funny.
Yeah,
like, no, like that's very offensive, what you're saying. That's very disgusting. And like,
you can't just see a woman and start licking your lips.
No,
that's disgusting.
No. So I just think that like, let's not tolerate shit from these men and these boys.
Yeah.
Let's really not tolerate shit from them, because like they're just gonna go around to the rest of their lives thinking that they can do stuff like this. Like, nah, like don't try and come up to me and feel like you can lick your lips or catcall or you can slap my bum or you can do no, I don't care.
And another thing, when I'm out clubbing with my friends, okay, don't slap my bum. It's not yours to slap. And if I tell you not to slap it, don't say to me, but, so why are you wearing that dress? Or why do you think that I'm not? No. if my bum looks nice in a dress,
yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Do you think that I don't know what my body looks like?
Exactly.
But it's not yours to slap. It's not yours to touch. It's not yours to try and, like, don't do it.
It's actually really disgusting.
It's very disgusting. Don't try and touch any part of my body. It's not yours to touch. You know?
Anyway, guys.
Anyway, we're going
to... You guys don't like to talk to us. Talk to us now.
Yeah, talk to us. And look, if you're my friend and you listen to the podcast, stop messaging me. From now on, I'm going to stop responding to your messages.
Talk to us.
Tweet us. Like, we actually want to have a dialogue with you guys. Okay?
Because
you know who you are.
You guys may feel different about this topic, or guys may have something that they want to add to
exactly,
it.
Exactly. Like, we
like
genuinely
that.
Want to know.
I love talking about these kind of things. So.
Yeah. So
hit us up. We always say this at the end of every podcast, so we're being very honest.
Yeah. So we're gonna wrap up the show. Thank you guys so much for listening. Again, if you listen to the end, despite our many technical difficulties today, we love you so much. Like, genuinely, you don't understand how much it means to us that people actually listen and want to listen to what we have to say. Obviously, please join the conversation using the Chatterbox podcast on Twitter, or follow us on Twitter at Chatterbox Pod. Follow us on Instagram at Chatterbox Podcast. And if you have any beats or anything, I want to stop it.
Guys, oh la la, you on a roll.
I know, but you were distracting me. If you have any beats or if there's anything that you want to talk to us about, you can email us at chatterboxthepodcast@gmail.com. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you in 2 weeks.
In 2 weeks? Yeah.
Adios, amigos.
Bye.
Bye, bitches.
Okay.